the first women doctors in the country based on a real woman. And she has this vision for Liberty. She wants Liberty to practice medicine with her, become a doctor alongside her, but Liberty doesn't want that, and she feels stifled by her mom. She meets this man who promises her freedom if he marries her and goes to Haiti with him, and so she does, but only to discover that she's still subordinate to him and most men on the island. So she really is trying to figure out what freedom actually means for her as a black woman, for future generations of black women. It is incredible. For some nonfiction fans, Nowhere Girl is one of the most crazy, ridiculous, amazing, unbelievable true stories I've ever read. Cheryl Diamond grew up in a family of international fugitives, and so she was on the run for all of her life until she was a teenager, but she didn't fully understand that. But her parents were like these international outlaws running from the highest government law enforcement agencies. So she, by the time she was a teen, she had lived dozens of lives, dozens of lies. And then it started to fall apart as she realized that she couldn't trust her family. But what does she do? How does she like rebuild her life? It's The Glass Castle meets Catch Me If You Can. You can't believe that this story is real. It's propulsive. And then if you need a little bit of a break from that, you can read Yoke and get into some yoga. Jessamyn Stanley is amazing. I highly recommend following her on Instagram. She is the charismatic author of Everybody Yoga. In Yoke, she takes us on a very personal journey of what it means to practice yoga. Everybody Yoga taught how to practice, and this sort of talks about the why you would practice yoga. She writes about the yoga of every day, where you can find lessons in yoga that you can then take into lessons in the hardest moments of your life. She talks about self-love, body positivity, race, sex, sexuality, cannabis, and so much more. And then The Case of the Murderous Dr. Cream is for you true crime fans. In a span of 15 years, Dr. Thomas Neal Cream poisoned at least 10 women in the United States, Canada, and Britain, a death toll with almost no precedent at the time. This book is structured around his murder trial in 1891 when he was finally brought to justice, and it exposes the blind trust that was given to medical professionals, as well as flawed detection methods, bungled investigations, the stifling morality of Victorian society. Excellent. And if you like My Favorite Murder, that podcast, episode 199 delves more into Dr. Cream's life. So moving forward, starting with books that are coming out in August, Diary of an Apprentice Astronaut is by Samantha Christopher Reddy, who spent over a year and a half on the International Space Station for the European Space Agency. It was her lifelong dream to be an astronaut, and she invites readers to experience every step of this journey from as an apprentice astronaut all the way up to the International Space Station. It's an incredibly moving story. It's got her sense of wonder about training, and then the first time that she boards a rocket and has that 8-minute ascent into space, and then she reaches her destination and all the joys and challenges along the way. It's really inspiring. It's very down to earth. I just realized what I said. Even though I wrote this, I just realized what I said. But really, really good. This is Climate Change. This is just the facts look at climate change, and the numbers tell a very compelling story of our planet, as convincing as it is impossible to ignore. Climate change is more urgent. The climate crisis is more urgent than ever. But can you explain why? And that's what this book tries to do. So how do humans contribute to global warming? What do frequent storms and floods mean for our home and forests and crops? What's happening to our oceans? This is free of politics. It's free of editorializing. It answers questions by distilling the essential data into richly illuminated illustrations, charts, and graphs. Makes it very accessible. The Archer is a really beautiful debut novel. Shruti Swami had a short story collection last summer called House of the Body. And this is her first novel, set in 1960s and 70s Bombay. It provides a very rich cultural experience and an exploration of relatable themes like gender and art and motherhood. It follows the life of Vidya and her love affair with this form of dance called Kathak, which really saves her at a very real moment of pain for her, and then follows through her life as she develops the skills. How Magicians Think is so fun. If you are into magic, Joshua Jay is a world-renowned musician and he opens the door into magic. He doesn't pull back any curtains, but he reveals the artistry, the inside history, the fascinating traditions of this long shrouded and mystery subject. It's not a how-to book, and it's not an expose, but he describes the making of illusions, the psychology behind them, the characters who create them. You know, he talks to a lot of famous magicians. It's very fun, it's compelling, it's thoughtful. And it is a little bit of a entry into this secret world. Pump is going to be for fans of Mary Roach and Bill Bryson. Bill Shutt is a biologist, and he delves into the heart. When humans first started thinking about the mysteries of the human body, the heart was at the forefront of that. From the origins of circulation, still evident in some microorganisms today, to the enormous hearts of blue whales, Bill takes us around the world and looks at all these different animals. And we follow him through human history, too, as scientists hypothesize, incorrectly and correctly, about the heart, and ultimately developing technologies that have helped us study it. It is incredibly researched, very engaging, so if natural history is for you, this is a great feed. Lonely Castle in the Mirror won a lot of awards in Japan, and it is a contemporary story, fantasy story. It's set in a tranquil neighborhood in Tokyo. 7 students are hiding out in their rooms. They don't really want to face their family. They don't want to face their friends. It deals a lot with mental health in youth in Japan, which is something that has sort of been shied away from, so it's really good that it's shining a light on it. But all of a sudden, these 7 kids in their rooms, their mirrors start shining, and they touch their mirrors, and they're swept into this incredibly amazing fantasy castle world straight out of a Grimm's fairy tale. And there is where they really learn who they are, and they have to develop this relationship with each other. It's the Chronicles of Narnia meets the Breakfast Club. Really fun fantasy read. Unearthing the Secret Garden, which I know Jennifer's really looking forward to. New York Times bestselling author Marta McDowell has revealed the ways that plants have inspired some of our most cherished authors like Beatrice Potter and Emily Dickinson, Laura Ingalls Wilder. And now she shares a moving account of gardening, how it deeply inspired Frances Hodgson Burnett, the author of The Secret Garden. So McDowell delves into Burnett's professional and gardening life, complementing her fascinating account with charming period photographs and illustrations. Letter to a Stranger, so interesting. Colleen Kinder put out a call to all these authors to write a letter to a stranger who still haunts you. And the responses that she received ranged from intimate to addictive, all of these forms of letters that she got back, and they all started pouring in. They're insightful essays by the likes of, you know, there's so many different authors there. They're all listed right here, right? Lauren Groff, Elizabeth Colbert, Pam Houston, Pico Iyer, like incredible writers answered her question prompt. And so their essays are all in this book. They're organized around themes of gratitude, wonder, farewell. They guide us across the globe and through the mysteries of human connection. And it's just a really irresistible read. Quite a lot of fun and very moving. Collective Wisdom is by Grace Bonney. She put together a collection of called In the Company of Women a few years ago. And Collective Wisdom sort of does the same thing. It profiles women, but older women who have been in their industries for a long time and have seen how it's changed, and they're, you know, giving their wisdom to the new generation of people who are sort of coming up and becoming trail entrepreneurs. So these are over 100 trailblazing women. They describe the ups and downs of their lives, the lessons they've learned. It celebrates their stories. There's an Olympic athlete and a NASA team member, award-winning artists, activists, writers, filmmakers. It is incredibly beautiful across all cultures and races. Just a really opportunity to learn and listen. Flesh and Blood is a really, I think it's an important memoir. It deals with N. West Moss' infertility, but her voice is just so welcoming, and like it elevates this to not just a morose memoir about how she wasn't able to have children. Like, it's really incredible writing. You know, she was diagnosed with hemangioma, so she had to have a hysterectomy. She wasn't able to have any children. And it's her story of how she struggled with infertility and grief and healing and what it means to leave a legacy. But, like, I was just blown away by the writing. Fans of Lena Dunham, Jenny Lawson, along with medical memoir readers like When Breath Becomes Air, anyone who finds connection to those kind of books, this will really resonate. Gastro Obscura is so much fun. If you're familiar with Atlas Obscura, the website and the book about all these weird, wonderful places around the world, this is the same team, but it focuses on food. And it is incredibly fun. It's stunning. The interior pictures are beautiful. Every page is a treat. It covers all seven continents. You can learn about beer made from fog in Chile or Egypt's 2,000-year-old egg ovens. But more than a menu of curious minds, delicacies, and unexpected dishes, this reveals food's central place in our lives. It is a perfect book for people who are missing good meals and traveling. You can dip in and out of it. Beautiful book. Joshua McFadden wrote 6 Seasons a few years ago, which transformed the way people cook with vegetables. And now he is back with this new book, which is applying his maximalist approach to flavor to cooking with grains. So these recipes include salads, soups, pastas, pizzas, grain bowls, breads, even desserts. There are more than 150 beautiful color photographs throughout, and it shows how satisfying and very flexible cooking with grains can be. There are also gluten-free recipes, which are clearly labeled. In Life Reconstructed, breast cancer survivor Kim Harms combines her own experiences with extensive research and walks readers through the process of mastectomy and breast reconstruction, weighing the pros and cons, detailing the physical and emotional costs, and laying out the questions that cancer fighters need to ask to be their own best advocate. It has a foreword by the medical director of the Kasman Breast Center and chapters on everything from the vulnerable feeling of exposing your breasts to everyone to the distinctions between reconstruction and augmentation. Life Reconstructed is a very compassionate, honest roadmap every breast cancer fighter could benefit from having on their journey to recovery. Cheryl Day's Treasury of Southern Baking. If you are a baker, this book is an absolute must-have. Cheryl Day is legendary. She has an incredible bakery in Savannah, which honestly might be the first trip I take after I feel comfortable flying again because I want to go there and eat all of the things. She says, my great-great-grandmother was both enslaved and a pastry cook who was famous for her biscuits and cake, and there is a power in that. So from that position of strength, that's what inspired Cheryl's next cookbook. This is a complete book of Southern baking recipes. It is a tome filled with things for savory and sweet baked goods and pastries. She not only shows you the true origins of her favorite Southern recipes, but shares her time-tested techniques for making the best versions of them. It's a monumental piece of writing. Also 150 gorgeous color photographs throughout. And How to Be a Girl. Mama, something went wrong in your tummy and it made me come out as a boy instead of a girl. When Marlo Mack's 3-year-old utters these words, her entire world split apart. Friends, family, experts, Marlo herself had long downplayed her son's request for pretty dresses and long hair as experimentation. But, you know, when your child comes to you and begging and weeping to be reborn, Marlo was like, I really need to listen to my daughter. So this memoir is all about a mother and daughter teaching each other, learning from each other, the mother realizing that she really needs to listen and that, you know, her daughter knows who she is and it's maybe the world that needs to catch up a little bit. Definitely for parents of LGBTQ children, it's an incredibly inspiring personal narrative. M is the daughter. She's 13 now, so you can see how she's grown and how she's thriving. Harry the Dog is a novel. Bea Seeger has spent a lifetime running from her childhood. The daughter of a famous photographer, she and her brothers were the subjects of an explosive series of images in the 60s known as the Marx Nudes. This is sort of gently based on the photographer Sally Mann. But the pictures were disturbing and provocative and left the family with a lot of grief. And now decades later, the Museum of Modern Art in Hollywood are coming to B's door, eager to cash in on the enduring interest in these famous photos. So B faces this choice. Does she let the world in, be financially compensated for the traumas of her childhood, or leave it all locked away forever? It reverberates with themes of memory and truth, disappointment, gratitude, vulnerability, and most of all, resilience. In Patient Zero, we learn about all kinds of weird worldly diseases. So these two authors, a woman, so Lydia is a doctor and Nate is a librarian, and they wrote Quackery a few years ago, which was fascinating. And now this talks about the long history of disease outbreaks, how they start, how they spread, the science that lets us understand them, how we race to destroy them before they destroy us. They are very lively, accessible writing style. The chapters include page-turning medical stories about particular diseases, smallpox, bubonic plague, polio, and it combines narratives, the human stories behind these outbreaks, with historical examinations of milestone scientific theories, missteps, and more. And I'm going to end on a series of cookbooks. Buen Provecho is from the author of Aguas Frescas and Paletas, and this is another collection of over 100 Mexican recipes delivering authentic flavors with a bit of a healthy spin on them. So breakfasts and salsas to meatless meals and any occasion in between is the perfect cookbook for those loving, Mexican-loving foodies. Veggies and Fish is by the author of the Tin Fish Cookbook. It's 95 veggie-loving, globe-trotting recipes. The future, a lot of chefs are sort of leaning towards more pescatarian, vegetarian eating. Bart von Alphen is a sustainable fishing advocate, and he has given all these amazing recipes from asparagus to zucchini, anchovies to Xander. His recipes take readers on a world tour of cuisine. Grilled cucumber, fennel salad with gin and tonic salmon, tomato and Tony gnocchietti. It has a powerhouse of fish and veggie recipes. And then how to sous vide. Sous vide could be a little intimidating, I think. I certainly was. Then my husband got one, and it's actually not hard at all. And it makes your food so moist. So the author of How to Instant Pot takes his expertise to sous viding. It's very accessible, very thorough, home cook friendly guide to using a sous vide. It has clear instructions on how to use the equipment, finishing the food once it's been sous vide. There are 100 really delicious recipes in there, but it's a lot of fun if you like experimenting in the kitchen. And that is it for me. Once again, this is the link to the presentation if you want to jot that down.
I've posted it in the comments on Facebook.
Thank you. But otherwise, thank you for your time. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for your time. I appreciate it. These were some really great books. I have some really great titles listed to get for everybody for the fall.
So, yeah. And if anyone ever has any questions, you know, I'm sure Jennifer can answer them. But also, feel free to reach out.
Yes. So thanks very much, Annie. I appreciate it. And it was good to see you again.
You too.
And I hope to see you again real soon. Take it easy.
Absolutely.
Bye-bye.
In person. All right. Take care. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So once again, I want to thank Annie Mays from Workman's Publishing for taking the time out this morning to spend half an hour with us to tell us about all the great books coming out from her publisher. So I'm going to do a quick news break. You know what? No, I'm not going to. I'm going to keep talking. How's that? So today is the 15th of the month. Oh, and I do want to wish a belated happy birthday to my former co-host, Jim Thatch, whose birthday was yesterday, and he's enjoying the life of Riley up in Vermont. So happy birthday. So the 15th of the month means that the Library Reads list is out for titles that librarians across the United States are really looking forward to and can't wait to get into your hands for August. So the top book this month is If the Shoe Fits, a meant-to-be novel by Julie Murphy. Low on job prospects, fashion school grad Cindy moves in with her stepmom, a reality show producer. when a spot opens up in a Bachelor-style series, Cindy seizes the chance to get nationwide exposure for her designs. The last thing she expects is to find love, a Cinderella-inspired romance with a plus-size heroine and a multicultural cast. For fans of Red, White, and Royal Blue, The Hating Game, and Dumplin'. And I definitely want to give a shout out to the six early word galley chatters, whose annotations are on the list this month. If you don't know what early word galley chat is, tune into Twitter on usually the first Thursday of every month at 4 o'clock and follow the hashtag EWGC to hear what we're all excited about. So the number two book on the list is Battle Royal by Lucy Parker. The number three is a personal, actually three, four, and five are personal favorites of mine. Dark Roads by Chevy Stevens. I'm sorry. And this is the first book for Chevy Stevens in quite a few years. She often writes about the outdoors, but this one is really steeped in survival. Vanishing travelers and serial murderers along a wilderness highway bring the sister of one victim to town for a memorial. And there are the requisite fast-paced thrills in a small town packed with secrets and fears. And Carrie DuBile from Twinsburg Public Library in Ohio did the annotation for that. And Sherry Suarez from the Genesee District Library, Johnson Branch in Mississippi, am I right? The Last Chance Library by Freya Sampson. June is stuck after her mom dies. She continues to live quietly in her mother's house and work in the library where her mother worked. When the library is threatened, she finds a new purpose, saving it and finding out so much more. This one is full of heart, humor, and the love of literature. And the number five book is by Norton Publishing. Sandy Heitzman from the Forest Park Public Library in Illinois says about Mrs. March, a debut novel by Virginia Facho. Mrs. March has a lovely apartment, a famous author husband, and a life of luxury. Her husband's new novel features an unlikely sordid woman. Mrs. March is horrified when people assume the character is based on her. Her stability fractures, and the reader is caught between paranoia and reality. And this is, I found this book very sexy and propulsive. It's not a long book, but it's an easy read. So carve out a couple hours when this comes out and be prepared to sit down and read it. Sharon Layburn from South Huntington Public Library in Huntington Station, New York, says about My Heart is a Chainsaw. Jade's convinced her passion for slasher films is not obsession, but preparation. When strange things start occurring in town, she's sure a massacre is imminent, and she's ready to play her role to the perfection. A highly stylized delight for horror movie buffs and fans of the Final Girl support group. The next book is another book about books. Kimberly McGee, Lake Travis Public Library in Texas, says about The Reading List, a list of recommended classics helps a widower spark a friendship with a teen librarian dealing with overwhelming family issues. An uplifting tearjerker about libraries and the books that touch our souls. Janet Snyder from the Peninsula Public Library in Lawrence, New York, says The Royals Next Door, after a prince and princess move to her British Columbia town, a local teacher falls for their grumpy bodyguard. This charming romantic comedy is unexpectedly moving and features deep and layered characters. And the ninth book on the list is by Paula Hawkins of Gone Girl fame, A Girl on the Train fame, from several years ago, A Slow Fire Burning, and Casey Davis from Fairfield, Connecticut, says a brutal crime is committed on a London houseboat, and numerous friends, family, neighbors, and lovers seem to have motive for the fatal stabbing. As the number of suspects grows, the lies begin to unravel in what promises to be a hit summer read for fans of Sherry Lapina and Mary Kubica. And rounding out the list is Yours Cheerfully by A.J. Pierce, Fans of Dear Mrs. Bird will cheer Emily Lake's return as a young advice columnist in wartime London. A chance meeting leads to Emmy visiting a munitions factory where she learns about the struggles of the women working there. For fans of well-told stories like Lissa Evans and Jojo Moyes. So that is the Library Reads list for August. Be sure not to miss any of those titles. So what's going on at HCL, you ask? Yes, it's hot in here. Thank you. We've had our first two summer concerts on outdoor. They were on Tuesday night, and then Wednesday night it was moved from last week because of the possible inclement weather. On Tuesday night, the headquarters library hosted Emily Grove and her Joni Mitchell tribute, and last night the North County branch hosted Mark Semeca, classic rock, folk, blues, and Americana. And both of these concerts were streamed live on our Facebook, so definitely check them out. They're still available. They start at 6:30, and you can bring a blanket and or chair. Bring a picnic supper if you'd like, or some cold water, and your favorite non-alcoholic beverage. These concerts are made part impossible by funds from the New Jersey State Council on the Arts, a partner agency of the National Endowment for the Arts, administered by the Hunterdon County Cultural and Heritage Commission. The next concert is Wednesday night, July 21st, and it is Cuckoo Cuckoo, a Simon and Garfunkel tribute with Ed Jankowitz and Thomas Johnston. They're an old favorite at the North County and Headquarters Library. On Tuesday, July 27th, 20th Century Folk Music by Joe McAvicky. It is a lecture and a concert hybrid where he will talk about the history of folk music and have some different instruments. August 4th, we're going back up to North County Branch for Rainbow Fresh. It is a full band, Marvin Gaye meets Latin Groove. So that should be very interesting. And then back down to headquarters to wrap things up on Wednesday, August 11th, with the Eric Mantel Jazz Quartet. And Eric will be doing a Dave Brubeck tribute, one of the things that you can always count on with Eric is a good time. This Friday, tomorrow at 3:30 at the Headquarters Library, we have Learn to Juggle, a hands-on workshop for adults. Join us for Outdoor Juggling 101 with four instructors from the Jersey Jugglers, an affiliate of the International Jugglers Association, whose mission is to share the fun and benefits of juggling with the people of New Jersey. No experience is required. All equipment is provided. This 45-minute workshop is followed by a jaw-dropping demo. So space is limited for this event. Please register at hclibrary.evanst.info/signup/calendar or call the library 788-1434 for more details. Our outdoor summer concerts do not require signups, but please check our Facebook page and our website the day of just to make sure that we haven't canceled because of weather. Our weekly outdoor-indoor yoga session continues. It is Outdoor Wednesdays at 10 a.m. at the North County Branch Library. Wednesday is July 14th, yesterday through August 18th, the next six Wednesdays. And headquarters, it is inside at 10 a.m. on Fridays. Starting the 23rd, there will not be yoga this week. And then through August 27th. Join Jane Shearer for Asani Yoga, which is stretching yoga and meditation. Please wear an elastic waistband, bring a mat and towel, a water bottle, and your enthusiasm. Again, please go to our website, hclibrary.us, click on the events calendar, and sign up for the dates you do not want to attend. You do want to attend. If you cannot attend, please make sure you cancel your reservations because space is limited. on Tuesday night at 7 p.m., we have a virtual program, Women Overcoming Sexism and Racism to Play Sports. Women have had doors closed on them in pursuing sports as an occupation. Men didn't want them playing sports because they claimed playing sports was unladylike, and women's bodies were not equipped to handle athletic competition. Yet some women continue to pursue sports and struggle to succeed. Women's sports has grown in popularity, and they are recognizable names, but there's still a long way to go to total acceptance. Evan Weiner has a daily podcast, The Politics of Sport Business, as well as a daily video podcast. He has appeared on as a TV pundit on MSNBC, Newsmax, and ABC. He's the author of 8 books and won the 2010 Ronald Reagan Media Award from the United States Sports Academy. Again, the program is free and virtual, but to get the link, please register at hclibrary.us on the events calendar or call 730-6135, our North County Branch Library, for questions. On our website, hclibrary.us, we have a new volunteer opportunities directory. It was published in partnership with the Hunterdon County Department of Community Services. Do you want to give back to your community, meet new friends while helping others? Use your time and talents to help those in need. Volunteers are many of our Hunterdon County programs are possible. Experience the rewards, satisfaction, and fun of volunteering while meeting new people and new skills. There are some videos linked below. America's Grow a Row, Mr. Fix-It, Volunteer Guardianship, Casa Shaw, which is advocating for children, Woodlands Wildlife Refuge, Team Velvet, and we've had the Miniature Horse at the library before, and the Holcomb Jemison Farm. So check out those videos, and maybe you'll find a new opportunity. Last week, we had some internet issues, so I do want to thank Terry Edwards for carrying on our Zoom interview with Friends of the Library, co-president Vicki Volin, and also Holly Anatone, the chair of the Tricky Tray, which will be this October. They talked about the Return the Fund support raiser fundraiser in 2021. The Friends of the Hunterdon County Library are requesting donations to return the sport in 2021 to Hunterdon County small businesses. And there's a link to a GoFundMe page. And every dollar raised by this fundraiser will be used to purchase gift cards from local Hunterdon County businesses to return the support for their past support of our annual Tricky Tray. These gift cards will be offered as prizes in the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library's 2021 Tricky Tray. Historically, these gift cards have prizes have been donated by the merchants or as well as merchandise, but since so many of these small businesses continue to be negatively impacted by the pandemic, the Friends have decided not to request gift card or merchandise contributions from these vendors. In the 2022 Return the Support campaign, over $2,000 was raised, which was purchased gift cards from over 40 Hunterdon County businesses. These gift cards, along with other donated items, were offered as prizes in the 2020 Tricky Tray, which was held outdoors. And it raised over $6,000, all of which supports programs offered by the Hunterdon County Library. Typically, the Tricky Tray supports our STEM programming. And speaking of STEM programming, the Children's Department will be offering STEM Buddies beginning at the end of the month. Take and make STEM activities for ages 6 to 10. And these will be accompanied by video tutorials created by our teen volunteers. Register for one or all of these STEM take and make activities. Pick up your supply kits beginning on the following dates. This week was catapult. Make a catapult. It looks like with a plastic spoon and an egg and some popsicle sticks. Pick that up beginning this week, July 12th. A hovercraft, which looks like an old CD or a DVD and a balloon. July 26th, and then a robotic hand. Looks like using straws. That one looks fascinating. Beginning August 9th. A step-by-step video tutorial will be posted to the Hunterdon County YouTube channel. So even if you don't make it to the library to pick up your supplies or don't register in time to get the supplies, check out the library's YouTube channel for these videos, and then you can see how to make them yourself. Also on our YouTube channel is Hope Hunterdon Outdoor Park Exploration, which is a program sponsored by the Hunterdon County Parks Department. And it's a passport encouraging visitors to visit all 17 parks in Hunterdon County. And there's something, it's like a scavenger hunt. There's something you find at each park, and once you've completed all of those, you bring your passport to the park headquarters, the Arboretum on Route 31, to get a commemorative gold coin. And these passports are available at the headquarters library and the North County Branch Library. So get those and start visiting all your parks. The North County Branch Library is having three sessions of bedtime stories. Wear your pajamas and bring a blanket for story times under the stars. An adult must stay with your child. Kids ages 2 to 5 are invited to join Miss Amy for story times under the stars. And the next two sessions are July 29th and August 19th. Registration is required for each date. There's a QR code on the flyer, or you can go to our events calendar to sign up. And this event will be held outdoor, weather permitting. There is a New Horizons game at the library, Animal Crossing. I don't pretend to understand it. I didn't understand Pokemon Go when it was so popular a few years ago. Come visit the library on Tuesdays from 7 to 8. You register at the Library of Events for calendar to get instructions on how to find them. I am assured if you know about Animal Crossings, you will know all about this virtual game. It's for all ages. You pick fruit, catch bugs, and visit our museum. Keep an eye out on the Instagram account at HCL Youth for updated turnip prices. So definitely visit our Instagram page and sign up, and be sure to tag us at hashtag Animal Crossing HCL. We do have two Instagram pages. We have one for general library purposes, HC Library 3. So follow them for all the latest updates. And then there is also HCL Youth, which is geared to the younger crowd and has all their programs on there. Currently, Welcome to the Grishaverse. Finished watching Shadow and Bone, but want more? Read the original books by Leigh Bardugo. So if you've seen the show, now read the books. Six of Crows, Shadow and Bone, Siege and Storm, Ruin and Rising, Crooked King, King of Scars, and Rule of Walls. So that's just some of the things you will find on our juvenile account. There is also Coding with Tinkercard, Make a Mandela. It is Monday, July 26th from 2 to 4. It is a virtual program for ages 10 to 15, and if you are under 9, it's appropriate with adult supervision. In this workshop, you will learn how to create models by coding, which will allow you to make more precise and intricate models of snowflakes or mandalas. So to learn more, visit our website, the events calendar at hclibrary.us, and sign up. We also have some on-demand technology classes that are still available. They were presented by Paul D'Angelo. We've got one on Google Drive basics, files and folders, PowerPoint basics, mastering iPhones, mastering the Android, Excel Basics, and Word Basic. So to access the full video playlists on YouTube, visit bit.ly/beginnertech.com. And these are short introductions to all the different technology that we've all been learning about in the past year. Just about a year ago, the Hunterdon County Library started their subscription to Canopy Streaming Movies. And they add new movies every Thursday or Friday. Feature-length films and documentaries. They've just added the company Lionsgate, so there's a lot of new movies on there. The highlighted one this week is Metropolis, which takes place in 2026, when the populace is divided between workers who must live in the dark underground and the rich who enjoy a futuristic city of splendor. The tense balance of these two societies is realized through images that are among the most famous of the 20th century. Lavish and spectacular, with elaborate sets and modern science fiction style, Metropolis stands as the crowning achievement of the German silent cinema. Perhaps the most famous and influential of all silent films, Metropolis had for 75 years been seen only in shortened or truncated versions. Now it's been restored in Germany with state-of-the-art digital technology. So this is the original 1927 version, including the orchestral score by Gottfried Huppertz. So there's a lot of really neat things on Canopy. Definitely check them out. There are a lot of the PBS series available, a lot of the Ken Burns. And our library card holders can access up to 8 movies a month for free with your Hunterdon County Library card. And there's documentaries, there are world cinemas, different series, a lot of History Channel series. And once you start watching movies, the website will start suggesting if you liked, you might like this. There's a section on Oscar winners and nominees. You can search by actor or filmmaker, or so if you really like Saoirse Ronan, who starred in Ladybug, which is available, you can search her, and you will see that there's also Ammonite, featuring, it's a feature-length film based on acclaimed fossil hunter Mary Anning in 1840s England. How I Live Now, a futuristic kind of dystopian, an American teenager is sent to stay in an English countryside, sort of the reverse of World War II when English children were sent to America. But what's supposed to be a fun summer is shattered as a conflict in Europe escalates and the UK falls into violent states. And then they've just added on Chesil Beach, in England in 1962, a young couple find their idyllic romance colliding with issues of sexual freedom and social pressure. So there's a lot of tremendous movies available on here. You can also just search PBS as a supplier, as a subject, as a top, just top films that people see. They have the Agatha Christie special, Ken Burns' The Gene, Death in the Civil War, Reconstruction, The Wind in the Willows, The Queen at War, so all kinds of different things. So I think that's about it for today. I've covered a whole lot of things, and I want to once again thank Annie Mays from Workman Publishing for taking the time out to show us some of the great books coming out from Workman this summer and this fall. Definitely check for some of those at the library. Jim Gannot will be in at 1:00 to take care of business. And until then, remember, wherever you are, you can stop in call or go online. Your library is always there for you. Have a good week.